Okay, go ahead.
The music's playing right now.
Change I want to see must first begin in me. I surrender so your world can be changed. The change I want to see must first begin.
You say, Lord, fill me up.
I want to
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, family. I'm your host, Minister Carrie. Tonight, family, I have to share something that was special and dear to my heart. The Holy Spirit dropped this in my spirit today. And what it is, family, it is pressing forward. Do not look back. Family, I tell you, no matter what is going on in the world, in your household, in your relationships, in your circumstances, stand firm on your faith in Jesus Christ and the Heavenly Father God. Do not quit, family. Press forward. Press through, because the Lord is with you. He's with you. He's with me. And I'm making it personal, family. Shall never leave you, leave me, nor forsake me, nor forsake you. And yes, I'm a believer. I'm in the anyone who believes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Family, I tell you, I shall continue. I press towards the goal to win the prize. Ooh, Philippians 3:14. I love that scripture. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Sometimes, family, we are actually doing nothing. Nothing if we are not doing it for the kingdom of God. I tell you, family, we can get caught up in doing things for ourselves, doing things for men. But what are we really doing for God and for his kingdom? Family, I have to just testify here. I felt this way earlier in the day. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and quieted me. Said, be still and know that I am God. Yes, he is still on the throne and he is still in control. The Holy Spirit, family, reassured me that everything would be all right. Amen. Because I believe. I believe in the Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Family, I tell you, to do the will of God his way, it requires sacrifice. And I tell you, family, he is so worthy to be full praised for his glory. Ooh. Amen. To please him. Family, we may have to sacrifice some sleep, some people, and some things to allow ourselves to be in his presence, that one-on-one time alone with him in prayer. That personal, intimate relationship. We have to give him as much time as needed for us to listen. We have to listen for his direction, to receive the directions after we've listened to those directions, to be obedient in his word. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. He gives us direction for right now circumstances. That's why we say we don't look back. We got to praise him over our sins. I tell you, family, he is a right now God. Amen. We have to do whatever it takes. We have to cut off the TV, shut them off, turn them off, cut them off, cut off the TVs, the cell phones, the computers. We have to shut down everything, shut out the world, and pray. When we pray, most importantly, when we pray to him, he already knows what's going on within us. But we have to pray to him for the direction on what course to take next. He'll direct our path. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's so many times, family, we make mistakes because we want to go on out, go on about doing things our way. And our way never works out fine. I'm a living testimony of that. Ooh, I thank the Lord for his work. I tell you, family, 2017 is gone. I say, forget the former thing. And I asked him, what does he have me do right now? Right now, because he's a right now God. New thoughts, new mind, hallelujah, Jesus. New heart and new direction, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, praise. I tell you, family, there are times I don't talk to others about things, and that's just my nature when it comes to my heart. But I know I can go to him. I can go to him in prayer anytime. I can go to him. Any time of the day or the night, I can go to him. Hallelujah. You can go to him for direction and answers. I tell you, family, he will never lead me wrong. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I ask him for anything that I have spoken, thought, or done today that was not pleasing and acceptable to him to forgive me, Father. Forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. I tell you, family, when I go to him in prayer, ooh, I thank God. I thank him. Ooh, I thank him so much because I am so much better. Thank God that I am able to speak with him in prayer. He is never busy. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. What a true saying. Never would have made it without him. Ooh, that has so much meaning to it. We can all testify to that. He did not bring me this far to lose me. And you know what? I heard my grandmother and my mother saying that the Lord didn't bring me this far to lead me. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I thank God that I know the true meaning of this, that, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Family, I say again, do not quit. We cannot quit. Do not quit. Do not turn back. Press forward, Son Jesus, through the word. That word, getting to know that word, that makes that relationship so much more intimate. Amen. I thank the Lord for his word. The Lord has been good to me. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. He's been so good to me to quit. Ooh, why would I quit? I tell you, he's been better than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord because his love is unconditional. It don't come with no attachment. It don't come because you did this, I don't love you anymore. He loves us unconditionally. And family, I tell you, the Heavenly Father, he wants what is best, all his children. And we are his children. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I tell you, Jesus, he is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I think about that, you know, that scripture there. And I think about my grandmother praising it and saying that Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And now I realize that, you know, he is the same. And I thank him all every day constantly. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Family, I'm saying, I am not perfect. None of us are. But I tell you, he is the potter, and I am the clay. And I thank the Lord, and I ask you, Lord, Lord, mold me. Mold me and use me, Lord. Ooh, if you're going to be used, let the Lord use you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for what you are doing, what you are doing within me. I tell you, family, ooh, I wasn't always, ooh, thank you, Jesus. But I tell you, Jesus can change your life. And the change we want to see begins with me. Thank him, family. Him as I thank him for what he is doing in your life. Amen, family. Again, family, I say, do not quit. Read more. Meditate more on his word. And also pray more. And when we pray, we got to listen. We have to listen attentively. Ooh, we got to know his voice. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is alive. He is here with us. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Do not quit praising him, and do not quit. This is another one of my favorite scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus. Amen. In all circumstances, not some safe circumstances. When we're having a bad day or things not going our way, we forget to thank him. We have to thank him and praise him. Praise him over circumstances. I don't care how little they are, how big they are. Because we got to think. We always think they are big or little, but we serve an almighty God. Ooh, he is a big God. You got to tell your problems how much in your circumstances, how big your God is. I tell you, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Ooh, that is a scripture that to be just meditated and repeated over and over till you believe that our understanding gets us in a world of trouble. Ooh, hallelujah, Jesus. And we know we are in the world and not of the world. Ooh, praise the Lord. Glory be to God. I thank him, family. I thank the Lord because I know God will make a way out of no way. When we think there is no way, we got to remember we serve an almighty God. I tell you, family, do not quit. Thank him for the unforeseen circumstance. God, because I tell you, family, God knows all, he sees all, and he hears all. We just have to listen to him. He is sovereign, almighty God, and able to do miraculous things. I tell you, he can change everything. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. When we believe, it all starts with your belief, your faith. You got to stand firm on your faith. Amen. I love the Lord Christ Jesus. I tell you, family, my Heavenly Father God, I love them because I tell you, ooh, thank you, Jesus. I have to just say, there's a time and a season and everything. When the Lord comes upon you, you will know. And you can't help but thank him and love him. Hallelujah, Jesus. But I love his word, and that word is that intimate relationship. I shall not quit. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Nor turn back. Ooh, hallelujah. No matter what. I tell you, family, I say no matter what the enemy tries to throw at me, I'm going to say shush to you, be out my way, and you do the same, family. Make him a footstool. Amen. Sure, I love Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And yes and amen, family, our future is in the Lord. You just have to believe. You have to have your faith and stand firm on your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. I tell you, yes, Lord, I will not quit. I shall not. Father God, the Heavenly Father, he stands firm on his promise. And the word of God, he promises us through all his word. We be obedient in his word. We shall have everything above what we can think or even imagine or ask. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. His promises, I tell you, I have belief, trust. All I have to do is believe in him, trust him, and serve him. Amen, family. Family, that ends, what's the word? Ooh, the Lord is good. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for this day that I was able to rejoice in it. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the listeners that joined in today. Because, Father, you say where two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. I thank you, Father, ooh, for Jesus. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, for our United States, our nation. I pray, Father, for these freezing temperatures. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, against any spirits of harassment that people allow in them. Father, I pray that those spirits be broken. For you allowing me another day, another opportunity on the broadcast to speak a word. Father, I pray for our Now Network family. I pray for Pastor Lee. I pray for all the listeners. I pray, Father, that they are loved unconditional because they have you. Father God, they have you. as their thoughts. And would you, Father God, ooh, we are all loved. Father God, I pray for our nation. Ooh, Father, I pray that you touch all of the ones, the officials, the head of our nation. Father God, we know Romans 13, you said every official appointed by you, Father, and we know you are in control, Father. You are still on the throne. Father, there's so much that we can pray for. We have to pray with our feet, Heavenly Father, because there's so much going on. But Father God, we know you are in control. Father, I love you. Father, I need you. I need you more, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray. In the name of Jesus, and I love you, Lord. All right, family, that is it for the night. We're going to say good night and with love and blessings to you, your family, and your household. Amen. Have a beautiful night, family. God bless.
You are full of mercy. Grace and truth, so we worship you, Almighty God. You are a Redeemer, you redeem the one source of our strength. We worship you, Almighty God. You are full of worship Almighty God, full of mercy, every day, brand new, so we worship you, Almighty God.
Lord Jesus,
we worship you.
Every time we shine your
His power. I see the promise. I believe the promise. That's why we worship You. That's why we worship You. That's why we lay down our lives. That's why we bow down and bend.
We worship
and bow.
We worship
and surrender.
We worship
and choose to lose.
We worship You.
And turn the other cheek. And walk the extra mile. And give and give and give and give again, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Almighty God.